Now, we'll begin with levels. So, let's go through the various dimensions or components, starting with levels of consciousness, levels of development, levels of altitude. All entities in the known universe have, in the past 14 billion years, undergone various types of evolution, from stellar evolution to biological evolution, to psychological evolution, to cultural evolution, to spiritual evolution. In each evolutionary stream, each new level transcends and includes its predecessors. It includes them and then goes beyond them with some new, novel, creative, emergent evolutionary addition. When human beings begin to emerge and develop, they inherit all of the previous stages of evolution thence far. Humans contain quarks, atoms, molecules, cells, and organic tissues and systems, and then begin to add their own stages or levels of development, which also transcend and include each other as each stage becomes more and more complex, more and more whole, more and more conscious, more and more loving and caring and embracing. Now, dozens and dozens of developmental models have been created to account for these levels. But what is so surprising is that virtually all of them give variations on the same basic 6 to 8 major levels. These are a core dimension of your great perfection because they represent the stages of growing up that you will go through, reaching higher and higher and higher levels of consciousness, creativity, wholeness, and loving kindness. Now, and this is crucial, although everybody is following essentially one of these 8 or so major levels of development and are looking at the world and interpreting the world through the terms of that level, virtually nobody is aware of this. These various levels are like maps with which you navigate the various territories in which you find yourself. But these maps themselves are hidden. You can't see these maps by looking within. They're very much like the rules of grammar. Everybody brought up in a particular language-speaking culture, say English, ends up speaking that language quite correctly. They use subject and verbs correctly. They use adjectives and adverbs correctly. And in most ways, they follow the rules of English grammar quite correctly. But if you ask them to write down these grammar rules, almost nobody can do it. Everybody is faithfully following these rules, but nobody has a clue what they are. These maps are hidden maps indeed. You can only discover them by looking at many, many people who speak the language and then figuring out what rules they are following. Then if you teach people these rules, they will be able to spot them in themselves. Otherwise, they remain totally hidden. That's what all these major developmental levels are like. They are hidden, subjective maps with which we identify and cannot see objectively. We follow them religiously, but have no idea we're doing so. This is why these maps or structures weren't discovered until around 100 years ago in all of humanity's history, and also why none of the world's meditation systems, who otherwise understand states of consciousness so well, have any idea that these maps exist, which is why they appear in none of the meditative and contemplative systems worldwide. So one of the things that this system does is show you these hidden maps, thus allowing you to become aware of them, and thus ultimately free of them, to transcend them, to go beyond them, and the small selves that they drive to find instead your real self, your true self, your great perfection. So keep that in mind as we go through these.